Guide us. Be with these words, Lord, that are from you to us about being faithful. We pray, Lord, that you would be with each and every one that's here, those who are on vacation, those people that are traveling. We also pray that you'd be with Pastor Kirkland, Lord, and lift him up and strengthen him as only you can. We'll bless, use your word to inspire us, to move us, and if we're not where we need to be, Lord, that we would be before the end of today, Lord, that these words would find a place in our hearts and our lives. Bless as only you can. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. We're going to be talking about Be Thou Faithful. And we also talked about that earlier as far as each one of us has already exercised some faith today by sitting down in the chair that they knew without a doubt would hold them. And we thank you, Lord, for that. There's nothing like one that won't hold us. God is looking for a man or woman who will be faithful to him. And only you know if you're faithful to him in all that you do. In a day when faithfulness is gone, God needs some men and some women who will be faithful. And I hope and pray that you fit that profile. Faithfulness is being true in affection and in allegiance. Loyalty. You know, we have countries all over the world today that we can call on, and countries all over the world today that can call on the United States, because we are faithful and we stand true. If we need help, look at all of the disasters that have happened and the help. Seems like a lot of it we do the majority of the help. But there are countries that we can call on at a moment's notice, and they will help. We need today more than ever to be faithful in our churches. Good old-fashioned dependability. I always like, if it's old, it's good. Because it's proved. It's been tried and tested. It's been proved. And that's what we're standing on. I like old Bob Jones, the first. He said, your best ability is dependability. Are you there when you're needed? Do you stand in the gap? Do you fill in the hedge? We need to make sure that those hedges are solid. The bridges, the fences don't have any gaps in it. That gap that's there might be because you're not standing in your place. And some of the examples that the Bible talks to us about of faithfulness, one of them is Moses. Moses, having everything that this world could offer, being raised in the king's palace as the daughter, as the son of his daughter, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing to suffer the afflictions with the children of God. Faithfulness. He knew what was right. Each and every person in here sitting today knows what's right. You know what the Bible says. We need to read it. Be faithful to reading it. Job, sitting in the ash heap, lost all. You talk about someone that had been put through the mill, lost all. But God gave it all back to him because he counted God faithful to him. Even his own wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? That is what the world's telling us, that we don't know what we're talking about. Well, I hate to tell you, we have the answer right here. It's in the book. That's why we still have the book. Do you read it? Or does it just collect dust on your nightstand? Read the book. This book wants to talk to you. It has things that you need to know. Not only be faithful in the Word, in church. You know, a lot of we fail to realize that we are witnesses. We are testimonies one way or the other to people. We were talking about in Sunday school today. We are testimonies. We're either a good one or a bad one, but we are a testimony of the Lord. How is he working in your life today? How about Abraham? He went up on the mountain with his son, and in Genesis chapter 22, it talks about how he went up on the mountain with his son. as he often did. And Abraham took the wood and the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? He had been faithful in the past to do what the Lord wanted him to do. My son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. And as they went both of them together. And we, of course, we know the story that right up to the time when Abraham drew back the knife to take his son's life, God stopped his hand and said he knew without a doubt that he was faithful. Are you faithful? Peter and John warned not to preach Jesus. And they said, kill us if you will. We cannot help but speak the things that we have seen and heard. Are you that faithful to tell others? Does the Lord give you openings during the week that you could tell somebody about the Lord? But many times, myself included, now's not the time. There's never a bad time to tell somebody about the Lord. There's never a bad time. Paul, in that old, cold prison, I am now ready to be offered. Being faithful in something is something that we can all be. We can all be faithful. Matthew chapter 25, verse 21, it says, Well done, thou good and what? Faithful servant. Faithful servant. I hope that each one of us can say that. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. When we stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and he hands out trophies and crowns that we'll throw back at his feet. Will you have any? Will you have any? Or will he barely know you? We need to be faithful to the Word. Through the cover, this is a little poem. I just thought this was really, really great. It says, Though the cover is worn and the pages are torn, though places bear traces of tears, yet more precious than gold in this book, worn and old, that can shatter and scatter my fears. This old book is my guide. It's a friend by my side. It will lighten and brighten my way. And each promise I find soothes and gladdens my mind as I read it and heed it each day. What a great poem that we can put to practice. Though the cover is worn and the pages are torn. Or when you open up your Bible, do you have a hard time separating the pages because they haven't been read? If it is, I hope it's a brand new Bible. Right, Cindy? Hope it's a brand new Bible because you wore out the old one. Why should we be faithful to the Word? Why should we be faithful to the Word of God? Why? Because it stood all these years for us. This is the book that we need. If we had no other book of survival in the world today, this is the only one we need. Why should we be faithful to the Word? Because it is reasonable. It's a reasonable thing to do. I like the song that says, Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. If you're washed white as snow, praise God. You're going to have a home in heaven. We can spend eternity up there singing and praising God. But if you don't have that blessed hope, today you need to know it. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2 tells us, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. He died for you, and all he wants you to do is to be a faithful witness and tell others about him. About what? What he's done to you. for you. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Are you where the Lord wants you to be? Or are you a couple steps out of sync? Maybe you've left your first love and you're not serving the Lord like you should. Well, there's no better day today than to get back where you need to be. The work of the ministry is threefold. We are to bring them in. Bring them in. We have empty seats. Bring them in. We have a place that can hold about 140. So the fire marshal says we can stick a few more in here and there if we can grab a couple seats. But bring them in. And then not only do we bring them in, we build them up. How do we build them up? By the Word of God. It's what the Lord, that's why the Lord gave us the Word of God. That's why we have Sunday school. If you miss Sunday school, you miss one of the most important services of the week. To be able to study the Word, compare Scripture with Scripture, and also to know what it says. To send them out. We have missionaries from this church that are, is on the other, right now is on the other side of the world. Why? That's what that mission board is for, sending them out. Well, we have a mission field right here in Heartland and in Howell and Brighton that only you, whether it's a neighbor or a friend or family, can tell about the Lord. Christ is still building the church and Christians, and we need the church. The government today, in many cases, is trying to shut it down because of things that's being said and preached. If you preach the Word of God and you preach that which is true, this Bible will stand, and so will the Church of God. Where do you stand? Or where do you sit? You can either be sitting, doing nothing. You can be standing, doing nothing. But the Lord wants us to be running and doing the work that He has for us. Where are you at? Only you can tell where you're at. Ephesians 5:26 tells us that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word. You need to know the Word. You need to know what the Word of God says and has for you. And you know something? You can read the same verses year after year. And all of a sudden, if you pray before you read the Word, say, Lord, show me something else that's in there. There is so much in there in the Word of God that you can read one chapter and a week later read it again and the Lord has something else for you. Something you need, maybe for that day, for that hour. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word and the Word was with God and the Word was God. John 1:14, and the Word, that Word, that same Word that was God, became flesh and dwelt among us. What a great thing to know that we could have a home in heaven. We need to be faithful to witness. A good witness. Not the one I was telling you about whether or not you're a testimony or not. You are. Well, let's be a good testimony to all that are around us. Acts chapter 1 verse 8 tells us, ye shall be witnesses unto me. We are ambassadors for Christ. If you're still here, the Lord's not through with you. If he was through with you, he'd take you home. You'd be better off being with him. But because we are still here, we have a job to do. And whether or not we're doing that job is up to us. We need to be faithful. We need to be, what is an ambassador? An ambassador for the United States. What are they? They are witnesses. They are testimonies and witnesses of what God has done here in the United States all over the world. We send ambassadors all over the world. So has Jesus Christ. We're ambassadors. We are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ and this book. Make sure we line up with what this book has to say. That we need to be representing. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. And hath given us a ministry of reconciliation. We have a ministry of reconciliation. To wit, that God, which is Christ, was in Christ, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead that ye reconcile to God. The Bible says we're ambassadors. Ambassadors, representatives for the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to be faithful to watch. Matthew chapter 26, verse 41 says, Jesus said, watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. Watch and pray. Read God's word. Matthew chapter 24, verse 42, it says, watch therefore, for we know not what hour your Lord doth come. That's kind of ironic in the last couple of weeks here where we, you know, I thought somebody said last Saturday that it was going to be the end of the world, and now his calculations were a little off. It's 5 months down the road. So 5 months from now, we'll be hearing a little bit more. Of course, a lot of people don't realize that 2 years ago he said the same thing. Doesn't line up with this. It's not man's interpretation on a timeline. We have a job to do. Just tells us that the last soul isn't saved. Because once that last soul is saved, hey, I'm out of here. You know, somebody told me that. Did you hear that the rapture is going to happen Saturday? And I said, praise God, I've just about had enough of this life. I'd rather be in heaven. I don't know about you. My back won't hurt. My knee won't hurt. I might have a full head of hair. Amen. Yeah, we can't pray about something. Well, we can all. But the world today is so off-centered on their own ideas and their own thoughts that we don't understand and realize that we have all we need right here in the book. Matthew 24:44 says, therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh. He is coming. He is coming. There is coming a day. One of these days we're going to, and then we'll know him. Somebody says, who do you want to sit down and talk to? Oh, there's so many people I want to talk to when I get to heaven. I really want to talk to my grandma and my great grandma who led me to the Lord years ago in my early years. I'd like to talk to my grandpa who went on before that I've never met. I'd love to see him. I wasn't born yet. But all those that have gone on before us, you talk, oh, what a glorious day that we'll have in heaven one day. It also tells us that we are compassed about by a great cloud of witnesses, egging us on to do right, to do good, to keep on the race. But that we are in a race. Luke chapter 12, verses 35 through 40. Let your loins be girded about and your light and your lights burning. That means be ready. Have it ready. And ye yourself like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants who the Lord, when he cometh, shall find them watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and we will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch and find them so. Blessed are those servants that are watching. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and have not suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. It's not for us to worry about what time he's going to be coming. It's just that we need to know he is coming. He is coming. And he is. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 7 says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. Pray always. And in all things prayer. Lift up the word of God. Lift up your family. Revelation 16:15 tells us, behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. We don't want to be shamed at the fact that we aren't ready when the Lord comes. There's nothing as bad as a Christian exposed to the world. You know, the Bible tells us that we need to be a part of this world. We need to be in this world, but not a part of it. Why is it so many Christians think they have to rub shoulders with the world to be in? You don't have to be. Don't be a part of this world. Don't find yourself not ready. You know, we talked about being faithful, and this is just a few things in closing. It says, faith is, and I want to read these to you, and I do have the verses of Scripture if anybody wants them for each one of these, but I just want to, faith is sure-footed, for it stands on a rock. Faith is eagle-eyed, for it looks to Christ. Faith is quick earned, for it hears Christ's voice. Faith is firm holding, for it clings to Christ. And faith is heart loyal, for it loves Christ. What does faith say to us? If it doesn't, it should, but what does faith say to us? Faith says, I stand in God's will like Stephen did. Right where he needed to be, Stephen was. Yet he died for the Lord. He was stoned. But he was right where God wanted him to be as a testimony of the Lord. Faith says, I rest in God's bosom like Timothy did. Faith says, I am glad in his joy, as Paul says. Faith says, I am inspired by his love, as his love was like to the Ephesians. I am molded by the truth, by his truth, like Abraham was. I am strengthened by his grace, as the apostles enjoyed. I glory. Faith says, I glory in his Christ, as Paul illustrated in his life. And lastly, faith says, I am satisfied with himself as Christ dwelleth in the heart. Does Christ dwell in your heart? Are you faithful to the things that we went over today? Mostly all Scripture. I try not to put anything of my own in, because it's what the Word of God says, not what I say. His word won't come back void. You don't need to listen to me. Unless it lines up with the word of God. Where do you stand? Let's all stand together, please. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I do thank you for this day. Lord, it was your word, not mine. It's your word that keeps us going. It's your word from which we build our lives and our hearts and our families. I pray, Lord, that this word would have gone out Cast your bread upon the water, Lord, that it will not come back void, and it will not. I pray, Lord, that it would have stirred the hearts of each and every person here or those that need it. I pray, Lord, that we would be thou faithful to you in all things. You want to give us so much and you want to do so much through us, but we need to be faithful with what you've given us already. Bless as only you can, Lord, we thank you. If there's one that's not saved today, I pray, Lord, that without a doubt they would come and talk to me. Or there's others here. If you need to be saved or you need to know about the Lord, please talk to one of the ushers. Let us know and we will show you from God's word what you need to do to be saved. Bless as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.